It's time for What's Cooking on 95BFM.
Lovely, lovely B listeners, say hello to Rosa from Musician, who's here, who's picked some gas tracks for us to listen to, actually.
Hello, hi. Rosa.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
So good. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah.
It's great to have you here. And also incredible timing. You guys have had an exciting week. Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hello, Tate Music Prize finalist for Outstanding Music Journalism. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Yes, we have had an exciting week.
Yes. How's that feeling for you guys to be receiving that recognition?
Oh, I mean, it is such an honor. There is so many amazing people doing fantastic work. So it's really cool to be recognized for Musician and... yeah, just really exciting.
Yeah, it's things like that just like feel like such an extra boost. It's like it's a hard industry and hard work, and a lot of work goes into it. So it's like it's so special to be like, oh yeah, people are really seeing that and enjoying it, and you're doing a really awesome job. So
thank you. You're so kind.
Oh, you're welcome. super excited to talk a little bit more about Musician as a project overall, but you've selected some sick tracks today, and super excited to get into all of those. I reckon we'll get right into it. We have a Headless Chickens track to begin.
I've been mortified to say this all day, but
you got it.
I don't think I've ever said this out loud, though. That's the issue. This is Headless Chickens with Gas Crankin' Station. Sure.
Got it.
Sometimes I look at her, I don't feel anybody in there. I got a cat called Ed. He's a vicious little bugger when it comes to being fed. I've got a TV set or two, but we'll have to get a man in, 'cause one of them blew up. Maybe one day just take up the piano again, but oh, you know, what the hell. Most of the time, everything is just swell around here. I've got a couple of friends, and they're both called Dave, you know.
We've got Rosa from Musician here chatting to us on What's Cooking here on 95BFM Drive today. This is a Headless track. Oh, Trickens? A Headless Chickens track. Gas Crankin' Station. Oh, it's been a bit of a vibe up here. I've been enjoying this.
Yes, love this track.
Yeah. Rosa, what brought you to pick this one for us today?
Well, because I'm on the radio for Musician, I was like, okay, gonna pick all New Zealand music. Well, you know, that's...
da doy.
Of course. but this song is actually one of my dad's songs. He was in the Headless Chickens, and I just feel like this album, Body Blow, this track is just so good, and it's such like a interesting time in New Zealand music, and yeah, I just feel like it sits sound-wise a little bit outside of that classic Flying Nun sound of the time. And I don't know, just like interesting instruments and just, yeah, just been revisiting Headless Chicken stuff a bit, and yeah, it's been super fun to listen to.
I feel like they do such cool, because they really, I don't feel like they really sit in any one particular genre. Like, all of their music is so different and they can do many different things.
Totally, totally.
Multifaceted musicians.
Multifaceted, if you will.
and I guess I feel like we should all know, and all of our listeners should know, but if you wanted to talk us through a bit about how Musician came to be.
Yeah, sure. So I think, gosh, it must have been like 5 years ago now.
Ooh.
I know, crazy. Sam and Flynn, who are the other kind of like co-editors of Musician, we had all been friends in Dunedin. They just moved to Christchurch. I was in my final year of design school at Otago Polytech, and we'd been like really inspired by your vocal and Hello Zoo Keen and like a bunch of music magazines that had sort of been around at the time, and from the past as well. And we just felt like there was a massive gap for something like this. And they literally just messaged me and was like, hey, we've been talking. Do you want to start a music magazine? I was just like, yeah, of course. That sounds mean. And yeah, I was able to tie it into my final design project at uni. So I mean, I had like heaps of time to work on it initially, and then I feel like we've just been on a roll since then. Loving the process, getting to work with people, musicians, whoever. So yeah, it's been awesome.
I think it's so cool that it's actually something that came into fruition, because I think so often like it's a huge undertaking, especially when, you know, all of you have full-time jobs outside of Musician, mm-hmm. and you know, the commitment to keep going and, you know, turn Musician into what it's become, and is so admirable, because I think these things can so lose steam when, you know, other priorities come up, understandably. Mm-hmm. So it's just such an incredible feat to, you know, put these out, especially in print.
Yeah.
Which is so exciting.
Yeah, print feels important to us. Like,
yes.
There is nothing nicer than, you know, just like flicking through a magazine with nice paper and, you know, spending time with it.
Especially, like, it is really nice to hold and touch if you, you know.
Ooh,
touch the paper. Touch the paper. And hey, look, it's just soft and thick and nice. Anyway, look, I think we have some music to play. It's the best.
Can we erase our history? Is it as easy as this? Plausible deniability. I swear I've never heard of it. And I can on the page, all of my notes in a desolate pile I haven't touched in an age. And I can burn the evidence, but I can't bend the pain, and I can't forget it. What does it feel to be an expert in a dying field?
This is Expert in a Dying Field by The Beths, and we have Rosa from Musician joining us in the studio for What's Cooking. We love The Beths here at BFM, of course.
Shout out,
honestly. Talk to me a bit about why you selected this track for us today.
I just love it.
Full stop.
Yeah. I think the songwriting, the message, like the, you know, we're just talking about it, really came to me at a quite a specific time that just was like, oh my gosh, I found like something that feels so relevant, and yeah, it just never gets old, and yeah, I just think they're amazing.
They're incredible. Playing tomorrow night and Friday night, by the way.
So excited. Yeah.
I believe one of those is sold out. Friday night sold out. But tomorrow night you can still grab tickets. Just a by the way. But I did want to ask, I feel like it's interesting. We usually have a lot of musicians coming through on this segment, but it's really cool to have a music magazine. I guess in like selecting these tracks, do you feel like there's kind of binding music between you guys as editors that kind of underlies the kaupapa of musician in a way?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like because we're the same age and we went through our university years in Dunedin together, we have like a lot of that early shared taste, which is really nice, and it kind of underpins a lot of our sort of like memories, I guess, together when we were sort of establishing the mag. But I don't know, I guess we just try as hard as possible to get like a really great range of stuff and stay, you know, obviously up with what's new, and yeah, but we all have our individual stuff that we bring as well, so yeah, plus obviously all the contributors.
Yeah.
So, yeah. They bring a lot, and we're very grateful for their mahi.
Totally. Yeah, no, it's you guys have such a important kaupapa, local music, and like alternative music, it's just so needed, and long live print.
Long live.
We've got one more track from you today. This one's from Rita May. It's called When I Die. You're listening to What's Cooking here on BFM.
This is When I Die by Rita May, a selection from Rosa of Musician. Tell us a little bit why you selected this track.
This was the single from Rita's most recent project, Killjoy, and I just think it is like so interesting, it's so cool. The more like kind of like drum machine-y production is, I just think it's really cool, and it's been really interesting seeing her develop like as an artist, I guess, over the years she's been putting stuff out, but also she's one of my besties, so kind of like for our entire lives. And I'm just like, I just think she's so talented, amazing songwriter, and yeah, I just think this is a really cool, interesting direction for her music to take, and everyone should be listening to her.
Yeah, no, it's nice to have like, I don't know, the likes of her. She kind of sits in the same place of my mind as Molly Payton. I like love listening to them, even though completely different styles, but love them. So if you want to tell us what's up next for Musician.
Well, I guess we'll be celebrating our Tainom, which is really exciting. But also we will be gearing up to do another issue
nice.
This year, which is really exciting. And yeah, we've got bits and pieces going on online. You know, we still publish stuff in the interim between the print magazines. So there's stuff coming out at the moment and will be for the year. But yeah, just kind of cracking on, I guess, and hopefully going to loads of shows and listening to music and hanging out.
Listening to music is so important.
I love to listen to music.
I think maybe we like that as well.
Yeah, I've been getting into it recently, honestly. It's
kind of new for me.
Yeah, nothing interesting to say about it, clearly. Thank you so much, Rosa, for coming to BFM today for What's Cooking. We've loved your selections. Just some it's just been nice to listen to the classics, I think.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been delightful.
Congrats so much for your Tate Nom. This has been What's Cooking with Rosa from Musician.
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.